In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is in
our
shadow.
In today's gospel, we hear our Lord say that if we confess Him before men, that He would bear witness to us, to His Father. But if we denied Him before other people, that He would also deny us before His Father. What does this mean to confess Christ before men? I think in oftentimes what it means for many people is they think that we are supposed to simply say with our lips that Jesus is Lord, or maybe intellectually assent to a bunch of ideas, you know, that the church is the Orthodox Church and that Jesus is God. And we can say these things rather easily without understanding, and oftentimes that's what it means for people nowadays, to say that, to confess something. But in the early church, when we hear about the confession before men, we can think of today's feast day, which is the day for all the saints, but was focused primarily on apostles and martyrs. And we can understand how the apostles confessed Christ before men. They confessed by preaching and teaching and doing the works, founding churches. The martyrs confessed by being willing to die, being willing, even though they were innocent, to not give sacrifices to foreign gods, but to be rather led to their death in order to confess Christ with their life, that they would not leave Him. But for us, since we are not apostles, and since we don't necessarily face a physical martyrdom, that can even be a little bit abstract. So how is it that the modern person, who is not one of the 12, and is also not, possibly not faced with martyrdom, how are we supposed to confess Christ before men? Well, first of all, it's important to note that each one of us does have an apostolic ministry. That each one of us, and really it doesn't have to, we don't have to make a lot out of it. We just have to say that those who love Christ also love His church. Those who love God have their lives centered in God. And when someone has a very basic hobby in life, as many of us have hobbies, you will find that often in conversation they mention it. For instance, someone may talk about how they enjoy a few rounds of golf. Some may talk about tinkering on their motorcycles, and others about the various books they read. And that is how simple it is, in some ways, our apostolic witness of Christ and God is that if God is somehow in our life, if we love Him, if He's part of our life, then there is no reason why we wouldn't talk about Him and share Him with others. Secondarily, we may not face right now at this point a physical martyrdom, but there are daily martyrdoms. There are daily decisions we have to make to set aside and to prioritize the kingdom of heaven over this world, so that we show that we're not simply offering sacrifices to the gods of our day. And some of the gods of our day may simply be consumerism, materialism, or the ideological sort of push and pull that our culture has. They all beg for sacrifices and offerings. And we're meant to keep ourselves for Christ, which is actually pretty hard. But beyond that, the equation, when we think of the Sunday of All Saints and what it means to be a saint, this. Why do we venerate the people whom we have in these icons? Well, we venerate the saints because they brought Christ to people. Because when people encountered them, they didn't just encounter another opinionated personality, although they may have also encountered that, but they also, in that opinionated personality, possibly encountered God Himself. Some encountered Him through the miracles who were worked, Some encountered him through the prayers that were offered out of mercy. Some encountered him through the hands that went out and bandaged them and helped them and healed them. Some encountered them in the voices and the words of priests or in lay people teaching and preaching. Some encounter him simply in the hug, the ministry of presence, being there, listening, as a listening ear. But in each encounter, something was conveyed, whether we're talking about St. Hermann or St. Moses or any of these iconographic depictions we have, Elder Sophroni, these people didn't represent themselves. When they spoke, when they wrote, when they served, when they ministered, people encountered Jesus Christ. People encountered the kingdom of heaven, that there was something more than just this spiraling graveyard of this world that is so often in turmoil and death. So we are asked to emulate them, not because we want to glow in the dark, not because we want to be clairvoyant or we want to occasionally levitate. We are not asked to go out into the desert for 40 years or to do strange feats of asceticism. We are asked to simply focus our lives on Christ, to not be ashamed to talk about him, because he's the center of everything. To also be willing to serve with our whole being Jesus Christ. Why? Because we love him. And in our service and in that very simplicity of all those things that I just described, without boastfully proclaiming, without walking around asking people if they're saved, without walking around being obnoxious or knocking on everyone's door with a pamphlet, it is in the every day-to-day, moment-to-moment life that is centered in Christ that we provide the ultimate witness. Now, we are familiar with the heroics of the apostles and the heroics of the martyrs and some of the other saints that we celebrate historically. But there are millions of saints who just lived ordinary lives, who were just working hard, raising families, praying, and although they may not show up on our calendar, actually today is the day for those saints too, so in a way they show up on our calendar, and although there may not be a hagiography written about them, that's just the Christian life. That is what we're called to. Simple piety, prayer, worshipfulness, gradual transformation, and then we pray that at the end of it all, that somehow at one moment, two moments, half of our life maybe, that when people met us, they met something different. They met something otherworldly. That for a moment they may have actually made contact with the living God somehow through us in all of our brokenness, in all of our weirdness, and in every other way. So may God bless us to dedicate ourselves to this sort of vision that isn't looking again to necessarily glow in the dark, but through a life of faithfulness, through a life of sobriety and dedication, and out of our love of God, others may encounter us, and somehow, not because we're great, but because God is great, that they can encounter God through us as we often encounter him in the life of the saints. This is what it means to confess Christ before men. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst.
He is.